Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis Asara Doros Mi Adam Ad Noach. There are 10 generations between Adam HaRishon and Noach. Lehodia Kama Erech HaPayim Lefanov. Shekol HaDoros Hoy Machisim Lefanov. At Shehevi Aleim Esmei HaMabul. Why were there 10 generations? What's the significance of the 10 generations between Adam and Noach, says the Mishnah? To show us the amount of compassion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. Because all of these 10 generations angered God terribly and they acted contrary to the God's will until he brought upon the world the terrible Mabul, which brought the world to an end. Lifelessness took the control of the world. And of course the question is, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy the world? Is there no other way to rectify the situation, to help the people to correct, mend their ways? Why the destruction of the world? And interestingly enough, the Medrash says in Parashas Bereishis, Amar Rabbi Avohu, Melameh Shayabore Olamos Machrivan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built many worlds and destroyed them. At Shabara Es Elu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world as we know it. And even that world which was built ultimately was destroyed again. So we see from this Medrash and we see from Parashas Bereishis, up until Noach, worlds were built and worlds were destroyed. So says the Medrash, and it's explicit in Parashas Bereishis and Noach. Adam was kicked out of Gan Eden. Chava was kicked out of Gan Eden. Noach and the entire generation was destroyed. The entire Migdal Bavel, the entire generation of Migdal Bavel was put to the ground. How could it be and why was it that immediately upon the birth, the creation of the world, Sheishas Yimayim Seyem Breishas, the world was ultimately destroyed multiple times? What is this teaching us and what's the essence and why does this Mishnah explain that HaKadosh Baruch had such rachmanis on the world until the Mabul came upon the world and destroyed and the world went asunder? Rabbi Shimon Schwab, Rabbi Salvechik explained that there's a major fundamental lesson that emerges from the destruction of the early worlds. And that is often in life we see that people are unable to succeed. There are challenges, there are terrible situations that occur. And one may think, it's impossible for me to succeed. There's no way that I could build. There's no way that I could succeed. It's an impossibility. Once I'm falling to the ground, it can't be built up again. But Shlomo Melech teaches us in Mishlei Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. The definition of a righteous person is not somebody who's always on the up and up, but rather it's just the opposite. A tzaddik is somebody who builds and falls, who climbs and falls down, gets up and falls down again, but gets right back up. You fall in the mud, you trip, you stumble and you fall, but you get right back up. A tzaddik is not somebody who coasts and who's always successful, but rather the definition of a tzaddik is somebody who falls and gets back up. It's well known Thomas Edison failed more than 1,000 times when trying to create the light bulb. The story goes that when he was asked about it, Edison allegedly said, "I have not failed 1,000 times, but rather I have successfully discovered 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb." That's what Rabbi Avohu is teaching us, and that's what this Mishnah is teaching us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that even I am creating worlds and destroying them, not that I could make mistakes, not that I need to experiment with the world, but rather God is saying that there can be destruction and there can be a rebuilding. And if you look throughout Jewish history, it's been this that has allowed the Jew and the Jewish people to survive continuously. Because from the outset of the creation of the world, there's been destruction, but we started again. And if it wasn't the first world, it was the second world. If it wasn't Adam and Chava, and if it wasn't Cain and Hevel, it wasn't the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga, Klal Yisrael continued to build and go on. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, that even this is a representation of what may occur in future Jewish history, but don't allow it to stop you as an individual. Continue to build and continue to grow. And of course, you see this throughout our history. Ezra and Nehemiah, after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, you can imagine the state of depression and the anger and the absolute dismay that the Jewish people had. How can it be that they'll be able to see success, to thrive and to survive after the destruction of the first temple? But Ezra and Nehemiah inspired a return to Eretz Yisrael after the destruction of the Churban Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, and they brought the people back, and slowly but surely there was a renewal, a rejuvenation. How about Rabbi Akiva? Lost 24,000 Talmidim. 24,000 is as many seats as there are in Madison Square Garden. How's he going to build? How's he going to grow? How's he going to start again? But as the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos, he found five Talmidim, Rabboseinu Shebadarim, including Rabbi Meir. And we all know from those five Talmidim, the entire Torah world was rebuilt. That's what this Mishnah is teaching us. It's the world of Ezra Nechemiah, the world of Rabbi Akiva. If you know and read a little bit about the great Kleisenberger Rebbe, whose entire family was destroyed. He had a massive, large chassidus, tens and tens and hundreds and thousands of followers in pre-war Europe. He lost everything. But he rebuilt, and he started again, and he rebuilt this Bate Medrashim, and he rebuilt his chassidus, and he rebuilt his Talmidei Torah, he built the Chadarim. Because that's what the Jew does. He continues to rebuild, and of course the story of the Panovich Rav is well known. He lost his family, his wife, 10 children. But he started again and he built again. He was the Rav of Panovich, a city that had a yeshiva and a base medrash and all different types of institutions, Torah institutions, chesed institutions, and he landed in the city of Bnei Brak. And there was nothing in just a large hill, farmland, no paved roads. And he said, here I'll build a yeshiva, here I'll build a kollel, here there'll be a nursing home, here we'll take play, there will be an orphanage. And he started again and rebuilt again. This is the inspiration, and these are the leaders that we have. This is who Klal Yisrael looks up to. It's the Ezras and the Chamis, it's Rabbi Akivas, it's the Kleisenberg Rebbe, it's the Panovich Rebbe. But what allows those people and us from time immemorial to be able to do this is because we've seen it from the outset. From Maisa Bereishis, from the beginning of the world, Asara Doros Miadam Anoch, God created the world, Adam. How could it be that there could be any destruction? God created Adam. And from Adam came Chava, Cain and Hevel, Shais, Enosh. These were beautiful, wonderful people. God just built the world that's going to be destroyed. Kam Erech HaPayim Lefanav. God had mercy, had Rachmanas. Shekol Adoros HaMechisim Lefanav. They would anger God, these generations. Afal Pichin, God had to feel the force to be able to destroy and to create a Mabul. To teach us this lesson, that even though you could build, you could start, and it could be destroyed, you could rebuild again. And certainly many of us in our own lives have had this experience. Familiarly, professionally, communally, you try, you work through something. You build something. You have an idea, a thought, whether it be a company, whether it be a decision, and you work through things and you try to make a very good, solid decision, and you build a program and you build a school or a yeshiva and a shul, and together you have an idea, an initiative, and it follows through and it holds root, and then it crumbles and then it falls. How could I continue? But what's in our DNA as the Jew is the ability to understand and to recognize that God did it. And Avram Avinu was able to rebuild. And the Kleisenberger Rebbe and the Panovich Rav and Ezra Nechemiah and Rabbi Akiva and my own grandparents and your grandparents. How many of us have ancestors who lost everything? Everything. But they were able to start again and to rebuild. My grandparents lost everything in the war. Left with nothing, including family, friends, children were murdered and killed, destroyed, businesses ransacked. Left with nothing, and they emigrated, and they came to this country, whether on Ellis Island or in Canada. You start again. And it's not easy. It's one of the most difficult, painful things to do in very small ways we see it now. The ability to start again, to return to shul, to come back and to rebuild, it's not easy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us from Maaseh Bereishis that it can be done, it will be done. And that's the lesson that Rabbi Avo teaches us in this Mishnah. Melamed shekadosh baruch hu borei olam u'machrivam. God built worlds and destroyed them, not as an experiment, but to teach us this lesson that we also will have our own personal worlds destroyed, but we can also rebuild. That's what the Mabul teaches us. And that's why we have to emerge stronger, bigger, and better people, especially during the time period we are now. The coronavirus, which has sort of swallowed us up and put us into a sequestering and difficult quarantine. And as we start to emerge from it, it's almost like Noah leaving the Teva, building a whole new world again. Again, starting to rebuild. Going back out is not easy. But that's what we can do. That's what we will do. That's what we should do. And it's something that we will succeed. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us we can do and we will do it when we have the koach to be builders, to rebuild. And even though we fall, get back up. Sheva yipol. Tzaddik v'kam. The tzaddik has the ability to stand up again. Could get knocked out in the ring, get back up. Have a great week. Shavua Tov to everybody.